Hey, this story, I think it's capturing Australia's hearts and attention because they've got snow and it's a pub.
I thought someone had got in my head and saw one of my dreams. This is a dream come true for me.
The Tan Hill Inn in the UK's Yorkshire Dales. It's famous for being the UK's highest pub at 1,732 feet above sea level. And we've been watching the pictures from that part of the world. Mm. They've had massive snowstorm.
Yep.
Think of this, Steve. 50-odd people snowed in into the Tan Hill Inn for three whole nights.
Talk about the best part.
The best part was there was an Oasis cover band
there. Oh, my God, stop it.
Let's cross over and talk to the manager at the Tan Hill Inn, Nicola Townsend. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you lucky girl.
I don't know if I consider myself lucky right now.
Well, you're the manager.
I know, I've been up all night and I've been on the phone since 5:45 this morning.
Oh, my God. So tell us, when did you realise on Friday that, okay, nobody's going home and they're going to have to stay?
It was 9 o'clock just as the gig was starting.
Right.
And
I'd been keeping my eye out on the weather, and we'd had a little scattering of snow, but it wasn't too severe. We weren't expecting it to be too bad. And then suddenly by 9 o'clock, the wind had got up, the wind speed had got up, and the drifts were terrible, getting up to about 9 feet. And then visibility was pretty much zero.
Nicola, was there a time when you made the announcement to everybody who was inside the pub?
At that time, I didn't, because there was still plenty of people in the gig. And I was waiting for the break, but they played straight through. And yeah, exactly. So they played straight through. I think they probably thought, if we get finished, then people can try and get home, you see. But most of the people that were here, we started with 61, and most of those people had rooms booked here, or they had motorhomes, so they had their beds outside anyway. I think I ended up with having to find beds for 20 people. 24 people, I think it was.
Oh,
and we sorted it, you know, and I just said, please don't get upset, because some people were a little bit upset to start with.
Yeah.
And I said, it's not a problem. You need to be safe. You've got somewhere warm and somewhere to get your head down. We will have a bed for everybody.
Yeah.
And we had to make makeshift beds on sofas, on the floor.
Did at any stage you get skinny on supplies, or was there always enough beer to go around?
Well, actually, because we were supposed to have 145 people on Friday night to an Oasis gig, we also then had Queen 2, which is a tribute band, on the Saturday night with the same number of people, but different people. So we'd catered for a lot of people in the first place anyway. So we had plenty of supplies for both beer and food.
So how many times did the band play over that three-night weekend?
Just the ones.
Oh.
They just played on the Friday.
Lazy buggers.
I know. But what they did, because they packed their equipment away, because, you know, I had said to everybody, my advice would be to keep your bags ready so that if a snowplough comes through in the morning and they say it's worth following them, then that's the time to literally go. I said, but they won't wait. They'll wait a few minutes, but they won't wait any longer because they've obviously got jobs to do to go and clear other people's roads too. So the band put all their equipment away and had it packed ready by the door to get into the van, so that if they got the green light to go on Saturday morning, they were just going to go. So everything was packed away and they left it that way.
Oh, because I was going to ask you, what was this one Oasis song you never want to hear again?
And
do I just have to choose one?
And we hear, Nicola, that some of the people are planning a reunion back at the Tan Hill Inn next year.
Yes, we have talked about it because the group, honestly, you couldn't have asked for better.
Aww.
It was just like being amongst friends. It really was. We had a great group of people. We were so lucky that all the people were just so lovely. And they had the time of their lives. Some of them were saying as they were leaving today, I really wish the snowplow hadn't got through and we could stay another night.
I was not kidding at the start, Nicola, when I said it sounds like a dream to me.
It does. Well, look, great to chat. I'm sure you need to go to bed, but thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. There's Nicola Townsend, manager of the Tanhill Inn.
You did just picture those. See, it's so upsetting they didn't play.
I know.
On the third day. One more time!
I think that's pretty lazy of them, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah. They said they couldn't plug in. There's acoustics.
Yeah.
It's Tanya and Steve. Triple M.